Amen. I must confess that Proverbs is difficult to preach, isn't it? Because sometimes they don't have a context. They are short sayings. They are sometimes even they are not connected. Nevertheless, they are the word of God for us, and we can take them even verse for verse, isn't it? And then still we can apply them in our lives. And Proverbs chapter 1 is what we are looking at the moment, and I'm going to take from verses 1 to 88 to 19, and I will divide this into like small groups as headings or short headings for you to remember. Sometimes it's a good exercise to read. May I read like two verses, verse 8 and verse 9. So listen, my son, to your father's instructions and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. So, of course, we see this is an instruction of a father to his son. A father to a son. And you need to know that this verse flows from verse 7, which says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and disciplines. But those who fear God, who have families and have children, they would want to instruct their children in the ways that will bring glory to God and will bring blessings to them. Many of us who are sitting here today, if there is anything good, our parents have contributed so greatly to our upbringing, to our fashioning, and to bringing us up in such a way that we are the people we are today. And the Lord honors this. And so God does really has ordained the leadership of a man. And you could see also a man is not neglecting the fact that he has a companion. He has a wife. In instruction of the father and the teaching of the mother, the father recognizing that it is their duties together to raise up their children in such a way that when they grow up, they will be able to face the forces of darkness, the sins of this world and the Satan that hates God's creation and especially man. We have an enemy. The devil is the one that would want us to be destroyed, because the enemy, I think Lydia put that word, verse John 10:10, isn't it? I saw it just like, I hope, yeah, I'm right, yeah, I saw it. And I don't know, I must confess, I don't always read this, but sometimes I do. So praise God. Yeah, the enemy comes to destroy and kill. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I've come that you might have life and have it in full. So here a man who is instructing his son to listen. And then that is why I say the blessings of listening. As we listen with faith and obedience, really there will be fruits out there. It's just like, you know, all of us instructions are very important, isn't it? You see, I must say all the things we do, they depend solely on how we follow the instructions, how we do things, isn't it? Driving is one of the things. So those who teach us how to drive, they are called instructors, isn't it? You see? So when I was driving in this country, you know, you come there, even if you had a bit of driving history, but here you need to really to do it well. And so they will tell you, go right, and I always say, go left. Just imagine. I would just remember which one is the right, so forth. And also, like, you need to follow the instructions. Like, if you do the approach, there was a day I was doing a turn with an instructor. And I was just focusing on the other side. I didn't listen really carefully to the instructions. And as I was just, like, turning, there was a car was still coming so swift. It was afternoon. It was a silver car. It was just like everything was gray. And the instructor really yelled so hard, high. Stop! And the only thing I could hear was, woof! That was a big car, really. And then, of course, I failed the test. Actually, well, that was the driving test that I was going to get my P, you see? And then he said, okay, yeah. She was very calm after that. I didn't know that she was a Christian. She was a Christian lady. I remember her name to this day, Helen. Helen, a small lady. She used to be at the Vic Road. And we went back, and then she got behind the desk, like trying to give me the results. And then she was just amazing lady. She just changed the focus altogether, asking me about other things. You see, oh, have you been? Oh, I said, oh yeah, I was just so excited, like the whole week was just preaching and praying and things like that. Serving the Lord. And then she said to me, if it was not the Lord, you and I, we would have been with him right now. You see, that was what she said. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She was a sister. Of course, she gave me a fail, and I was so gracious too. I was just satisfied. You see, so instructions are so important for us to follow. And so just imagine if I just didn't listen to that instructor, I wouldn't be standing here today. And also even in our own early upbringing as young people, and young people tend to be wild and go away, run away and do their own things. And I praise God that the instruction that I received from my father, they saved me from getting into really ugly things and terrible things. Young people in their teenagers, they used to do bad things, horrible things, going to brothels and other things that were not really glorifying God. But I was growing up in a family that where morals were very important, and it was the instructions of my father and the teaching of my mother and the community that are around me. And I believe that's the case is the same for you who are here today. And God really in his economy, in his fashioning of us, he allows these teachings to get into our lives and save us from terrible things. Well, this man, he says, you listen. All that you need is to listen, isn't it? And listening is sometimes something we don't want to hear, isn't it? Sometimes people come and tell us the things that we don't want to hear, but they are the very thing that may save us, isn't it? You see, so the Bible says like this. So I think in Isaiah 30, he speaks to us, the people who hate prophets. He speaks to us with sweet things, isn't it? The nice things that we want to hear. You see, don't tell us about the need to repent or to be humble or to love and to be kind, to be gracious and not to be proud. You see, no. So now this man says, listen, my son, listen. And this language is a tender language, isn't it? Listen, my son. It's not just something to crush you and to not to give you a future and blessings. You see, my sons, my daughter, you see, you are mine. I have all this wisdom for you to bless you, you know? The prayer of a father, of a mother. You see, Augustine, St. Augustine, the great man of God, who lived 400 years, just B.C., around that. And he was really a wild young man. He was very intelligent. You think people are intelligent nowadays? No, he was absolutely genius. He was a professor when he was just only like 19 or 21. He taught philosophy, he rhetorics and things like that. But he was evil. He was committing, if you read his confessions, they are horrible, you see. But they were honest. So no man of God ever revealed his sins like St. Augustine. I hope we should all do that, you see, for the benefit of others. And if we are to do our own things, and even I say like I was safe from things, but there were a lot of other things also, even with that. But thankfully, our God was that. So St. Augustine was very bad, but his mother was praying, and she used to go to the bishop and pray under his feet. Monica, that is his mother. And the bishop Ambrose would say, a child of tears will not perish. See the power of the prayers of a mother. So the teaching of mother, Monica was always the one was crying, as St. Augustine's father was a little bit absent in the picture. So you could see that these instructions are connected with the commandments, isn't it? The fifth, if it's right, honor your father and mother that you might have long life. So honor your father and mother so that you will have a long life, and that is in view as well as this man is instructing his son. And then this is what he says, because every teaching has a purpose. And he says, this is what they will do. If you listen, they will be a graceful ornament on your head. the child's life will be adorned with blessings. There will be grace on your life. Your path will not be that of a struggle. You see, as you listen, maybe you finish your school, isn't it? Because now even young people, they struggle to finish their school. Their mother and father say, finish your school, that you might have a job. You see? And then just imagine those who didn't listen to that, they regret that. Even today, they find it so difficult. The competition is very high, isn't it, to get a job. Be disciplined. And this, as you listen, he says, these instructions that I'm giving you, they will enable you to find grace in the eyes of others, and also you yourself. You will be winsome, you will be blessed, and then you will have all the blessings that the Lord has desired for you. Like a crown on your head or chains about your neck. Such wisdom will be a reward to you as a young person if you listen. Secondly, the benefit of this instruction will serve as a defense against evil. Also, you see, as you listen, also you will be armed with the strategies and then also the strength and the boldness and the courage to say no to evil things. That is what he's saying here, to move to say from verse 10 and 14. My son, if sinners entice you, if they lure you, if they invite you to give in or to consent to them, if they come along you. So here, consent is to give in. And those who give in to wrong things, they are people who have not been equipped to say no to bad things. People who have not been brought up properly, did not listen to the instructions of their parents. And then you may say, we may think like, okay, well, now maybe we are not having very young people so that we can apply this. How about we, as parents, speaking? Do we speak? Do we give instructions? Do we teach? And now he's saying, the enticement of sinners. The sinner's strategy always is to have more people joining them. I have never met a sinner who would want to do things on his own. Always he wants to recruit people for them. And then this is the danger. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. How can you not give in? Yes, you cannot give in because you have the instructions of your father. You have listened to the teaching of your mother. And that is here, the sinners in view. The sinners are not our friends. They are our enemies because they want to bring us to destruction. And this is what they do. And these are the activities that they do. And we know from the experience that these are the things they do. They kill, isn't it? So you come and you join. A lot of gangs, they just engage in killing, isn't it? And even in our city today, we have a lot of gangs. There are a lot of killing going on. Even a young Sudanese man was just killed even over 10 days ago. While I was coming, so I just, under 2 weeks, just killed by a group of people who have no instructions, who want to take people's lives. And so this is very relevant in our days today. We as parents, we are to be on our toes giving instructions and praying earnestly and teaching our children in the ways of the Lord. And so this is the practical wisdom that the Proverbs is one of the wisdom literature that teaches us how to live in this world. And devil is real. And one of the ways for us to oppose him and to stand in to defeat him is to put on this full armor of God. It's in the New Testament, it speaks about that. I don't want to get into that in Ephesians 6. So we can go there. You see, because our enemy is Satan, who is using people, even sinners that are just in the hand of the enemy, are in the kingdom of darkness. But here, even we are sitting here as God's people, born of God. You see how much more this impresses on upon our hearts as God's people to bring instructions to our children in such a way that the enemy will not devour them and will not desire them. See, so this is very important. As we give an instruction to our kids, we are to be aware that what we are giving them is going to help them in their fight and battles with Satan. I still remember the things that my father taught me even as I was a young boy. The things that my father used also as an instructions, they were just really hard things. We used to, the Soba River has a very strong current. And when young children go there, you know, like you are 10 or 9, try to swim in just like a river that has really strong current, some of the kids really do not survive. See? I remember my dad really with my younger brother that I met recently in USA. So he had to stop a family just for a few minutes. And we were to stand or at a distance to look at this boy covered with a sheet of cloth, just drowned in the river. And we saw that. And that was for us a lesson to not to try to force ourselves into a strong current. You may say that this is child abuse, isn't it? Yeah, but that did help us. You see, that helped us to see the danger because we young children tend to be slow in our understanding of things. So this is what happens. Enticement is a big thing. Enticement. So something evil will be presented to you as good. Something evil, short-lived pleasures. You see, they appeal to people. You see, no. This text is saying enticement, we are able to stand against it. We are able to resist it if we have been brought up properly, we have listened carefully. Because what they do, they say, they just come, they urge us, come with us. Let's lie in wait for someone's blood. Let's waylay some harmless soul. And always the victims are really simple people. Always, most of the time, the people are really who get really destroyed by the evil ones are sometimes are people who are not aware that the enemy is working in darkness to bring them down. And then he went on to say, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. And also, you see, the stealing, the aspect of stealing. A lot of young people also, they go. How many young people go into shopping centers today and doing shoplifting? Many. Huh? Many. But not a single young person who has good instructions from his home that would want to do that. And certainly, I know I have a witness of many young people. I've been here for 25 years, isn't it? I've never seen that in our context here. You see, which means that there has been instructions, there has been godly upbringing, and therefore we are to go on doing this. And then another thing also, application. So sometimes, so the application might not be immediately right now. You see, how about further down? You see, certainly I didn't have children if I heard this teaching 25 years ago. You see, even like 16 years ago. Daniel now is only 16, isn't it? It's still relevant, isn't it? How many of you are going to have children in the just nearest future? I just don't want to prophesy, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. It's relevant whether you apply it right now or next year, 2 years to come, 10 years to come. You need to remember, on a day like this, you have heard that the Lord giving, preparing you to be a godly father and a godly mother, to bring up your children in the fear of the Lord and give them all the defenses they need to do. Certainly the world is not getting better. It's going to be really worse. The social media is just invading homes. You see, if we are not careful really to teach our kids how to abstain from all these things, also we will have more, even more troubles. And now here, one thing I want to say also in the light of this. You see, when they say, come along us, you see, you know, you need to remember that the Bible says bad companies corrupts good character, isn't it? Bad company, that is 1 Corinthians 15:33. So this, as we give instructions, when these sinners say to your child, come along us, and then they will remember that they don't have to join and they don't have to give in. Satan has many weapons to bring people down. He uses enticements, false pleasures, shallow pleasures, and other destructive things. But the Lord is encouraging us to say no, to teach our children to say no when they say, come with us. Say no. Now, he went on to say this. Because now he says, giving the instructions will be a blessing to you, will equip you to resist the enemy. And thirdly, all the things also you need to know is that the enemy will not go without being punished, the devil, the sinners. You see, those people who are engaged in sin, in enticing people to sin, they will be punished. And that is a good reason for you as a child to listen to the instruction of your parents. Because these sinners, they are going to be destroyed by God. And if you come with them, you will be destroyed with them equally. And that is why no parent would want their children to be destroyed. That is why we pray for the salvation of our children. You see, so that they don't go to hell, but they come to eternal life with us. That is why we pray day and night for them. We instruct them in the Lord and to have the blessings of being part of the covenant. Because we know that the end will come. And then the sinners will be punished by God. That is what this man is encouraging his son. He's saying, my son, do not go along with them. Do not even set foot on their path. For their feet rushed into sin, they are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. You see, what they are doing, they are just bringing destruction to themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it, but these men will be destroyed by God. Just the New Testament reference that I had in my mind as I was finishing up this was the fact that when Jesus, our Lord, was speaking in Luke 11, he was speaking, giving instructions and just speaking to the crowd. There was a woman that was listening to Jesus. And she called out and she said, blessed is the womb that bore you. You see, blessed, because Jesus came and he brought the kingdom and he taught people how to live a life that is worthy of God. And yet Jesus said, blessed is he who listens to the word of God and put it into practice. You see? And so the urge for us today is to put this into practice. As parents, to speak to our children. Our children to listen to our parents. Because we know that sin will be punished. And there is no blessings in tempering with sin. There is certainly the hand of God will come upon these ones. When I was in this retreat, one of the things that was very clear to us was the need for men of God and women of God who are serving God to be holy. A need for holiness. So not to entertain any sin of any kind if we are ever going to be effective in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So that was so clear. That was coming so clear. So we were repenting of our arrogance, of anything. You know, even the things that are in the spiritual realm. The last sermon was Isaiah 6. This man, he was just like praying, just like freedom to the people who were sitting, standing here, as being raised by God to speak to you. And so just like that, the authority over their realms, their spiritual realms, really to pray for God's people to be free from any touch of enemy, from any influence of evil spirits. It's very important. You see, because when we come into a house of God like this, God is present. The Lord Jesus is with us. And the Holy Spirit is here. What is He doing? Doing His work, sanctifying us, isn't it? Equipping us to go out from this place as God's people, equipped and prepared to live in this world. See? And so those who teach English, they said listening is the hardest in English, in English study. And I was so surprised like that. I was not aware why it was like that. See? They said listening is the hardest. And just imagine, like, if you just have a book that you are a student, you have a book that you read loudly, and then you remember everything. You see, and you go to exam, and then you will just pass the whole exam, isn't it? Then you forget. So let us not forget the words of these proverbs. And listening has fruit, certainly, isn't it? So if you listen, you will say no, isn't it? When they say, come, and let us do this. Even older people sometimes, they even have the tendency to follow. I don't know whether this word is a good word. To be gullible, isn't it? My son uses it a lot. We don't have to be like that. We are to be a people who thinks and remembers the teaching that we have received. Because people who have taught us, they didn't teach us in vain. They want us to benefit from the fruits of their wisdom. And you see, there is a place, like one of the things I like about the South Sudanese community back home, you see, as a child, you are taught by everybody on the streets, isn't it, older than you. You see, so these words can apply to any elder. You see, every man is a father. You see, so we can't just do anything on the street on our own. Any man will just say no. And well, they have the right, according to the community, to discipline us. And you see, and sometimes they walk with you to your parent to shame you more and say, your son, we found him doing this. You see, and then really you will be punished even more. You see, so that was the task of the whole community because they want to have a society. You see, and that's why we as Christians also, we encourage one another because we are a one community. So we want these values to prevail in our own settings, in our homes, as God's people. So the task is for every man who is older. And young people also, they need to know this. Even mothers, every woman is your mother. They say, my son, you see, we listen to their instructions, good instructions. Of course, there is no good mother who would want to see their children tampering with what is evil, what will bring destructions on them. And that is the hearts of every upright woman in the community. We want to see all the children as their children. I don't want to do that. And we have this provided in the Christian fellowship, isn't it? As one family, you see, our brothers and sisters, our sisters can help us also with our children. You see, even in Sunday school, our children are taught by our sisters in Christ. And also our young children are brought up, are taught also by men of God. Certainly there are fruits of the listening, there are fruits. We are to identify them, and they are, as I said, very important. You will have the strength to say no to Satan. You will avoid the destructions of sin. You will have also the privilege of being welcome into the companies of those who are righteous. Let me pray.